California lawsuit claims trans inmates halt hormones to resume physical erections and have sex with women prisoners. By Penny Starr on June 23, 2022. A lawsuit challenging a California law that allows convicted criminals to choose their gender for prison housing claims the policy puts women at risk of sexual abuse. An excerpt from the suit says, "When the first group of 10 male inmates were transferred into women's prison under SB 132, I observed all 10 of those transgender women behaving in a male-typical manner. Most stopped taking hormone therapy, so they could resume physical erections, and right away began to have sex with women. On November 17, 2021, the feminist group Women's Liberation Front, or WLF, filed a civil rights lawsuit against Janine Chandler versus California Department of Corrections that targets SB 132 or the Transgender Respect, Agency, and Dignity Act. The lawsuit is so hated by pro-transgender groups that the feminists have been denied access to several internet sites. A Christian website, GiveSendGo, is now working with the feminists to raise awareness and funding for the threatened women prisoners. Here are some other excerpts from the lawsuit. Plaintiff Crystal Gonzalez, Crystal, is a female offender currently incarcerated in Central California Women's Facility. Crystal was sexually assaulted by a man transferred to her unit under SB 132. Crystal filed the grievance and requested single-sex housing away from men. The prison's response to Crystal's grievance referred to her assault by a transgender woman with a penis. Crystal does not believe that women have penises. Most of the cross-dressing men claiming a transgender identity and granted transfer are sex offenders. Most are heterosexual men who want to be housed with women to get penis and vagina sex. Most stop taking any feminizing hormone medications right after getting into women's prison. They all refer to themselves as men when speaking to the women inmates. Many have threatened to fight you like a man to women inmates. Many have threatened to rape us, and they all have working penises that they are using to have sex with female inmates." Left-wing writer Matt Taibbi shared in an op some of his takes on the lawsuit. "Let's talk about the full force of our culture's wrath for women who speak out in the context of this case. Chandler is the headline legal action in a nationwide battle over whether or not prisoners who self-identify as women, including those with histories of rape or sexual abuse, should be allowed to transfer to women's correctional facilities. There have been both official and unofficial policy changes on this front in a growing collection of states across the country. These often happen with little to no public debate, because this issue may be the most impenetrable media taboo in America now. The ACLU just proudly announced an attempt to challenge Chandler with other LGBTQ organizations. It's weird enough to see the ACLU, which historically has used most careful language in defending everyone from neo-Nazis to NAMBLA, issue a press release bluntly describing a feminist organization like WLF as bigoted. It's weirder still when the complainants are women, many with extensive histories of sexual abuse, suing on behalf of a community that is disproportionately LGBT, as 42% of incarcerated women identify as lesbian or bisexual. The group bringing the suit, WLF, has been targeted from every conceivable angle by pressure and censorship campaigns. While we at least heard about protesting Canadian truckers having their GoFundMe campaigns frozen, WLF didn't even bother trying to raise money on that platform, because they just ban you really easily, as legal director Lauren Adams put it. It's a huge disproportionate number, Adams said in the column. Almost half. So it's concerning when you have these publications who are supposed to be speaking for this population, who are dragging them for even speaking up about documented incidents." Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.